closer than breath. You are the air, sweeter than life itself. You are here. I am a wanderer. You are my peace. I am a prisoner. You are release. Jai Gurudev, 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 Jai Gurudev. I am a pilgrim, the road so long. I am the singer, you are the song. Held in the open sky, so far above. I am the lover, you are the love. Jai Gurudev, Jai Gurudev, Jai Gurudev, Jai Gurudev, Jai Gurudev.
By your grace. Beloved Babaji, I felt to share that I came to a deeper place of landing, of deepening, of trust. Working here and living here is what I want, because here I'm drawn into the center. Here I cannot escape the truth, escaping you. There is no way to survive with old ways of doing, of living. The last 3 weeks has been really intense. Stories, issues coming up, and it is quite a different situation for someone used to be being alone in her room, in her own world. And the day before the sitting, there was this small old worry that we didn't have enough time to prepare for the group last weekend, that I didn't have enough overview over the Dharma Mountain work, that I didn't do enough, that something would go wrong. But I saw also that everything came up and went very easily. Things fell in place, changed again, and I saw that the worry came from my old way of not trusting people around me, being alone with responsibility. So I had to hold everything. But now this is not my reality anymore. I can trust. I see how solid people and easy people are around me now. And that is so new and very healing. And on top of that, just before the group started, the news came that we should have a sitting with you. The surprise just blew away all the worries and insecurity. Your words about meditation, about coming back, came like a healing breeze. And now this is here, a feeling of being ready for anything, that it doesn't matter what goes on or how much goes on. If I'm not holding on to it, that nothing else matters when I'm with you. Gratitude, Lina. This trust that you say is deepening is totally unknown for people today. Who has trust? They have never touched trust. To have any trust, you have to have love. And who has love? So first, you have to have a taste. You have to be touched by love. Out of that love, then you feel secure. Then the trust comes by itself. Then trust means that now you have seen proof. You have felt something. If you haven't felt that, it can never be any trust. And then you always will go on hiding, doing things out of your old conditioning, out of the ego, out of fear, out of conflict. Working here and living here is what I want, because here I'm drawn into the center. As long as you know that, then it's very good. Because it's very bad, people are again and again in situations that they don't want to be. And you have to bring your totality into whatever you are doing. It doesn't matter if it's here, or if it's in your work, or if it's in your relationship, or if it's working in the garden. It doesn't matter. You should bring your totality, be present. No? But that also, people are not used to. Most people, they go to work that they don't like. They are in relationships they don't want. They're compromising all the time. Then it becomes a conflict. So if you have this, that this is where you want to be, whatever it is, wherever it is, and especially in a place like here, where you are drawn back to yourself, and you are growing, you are expanding, you're coming back to your center, knowing that and embracing that, the process will be very easy, because you are supporting it. There is all kinds of people. There are people who are here, but they are not really here. They haven't clicked. So, of course, the more open you are, the more you will receive. Even if the whole universe is showing you, how can you receive anything if there is no opening? So you are very blessed if you know in your heart this is what you want, this is where you want to be. And because here I'm thrown into the center, here I cannot escape the truth, escape you. There is no way to survive with old ways of doing or living. No, there is no ways you can escape. And especially if you are coming closer, if you get involved. So nothing can speed up the process as much as being close to an enlightened being. But again, you have to be open. So knowing that and supporting your own understanding, your own heart and soul, then everything is perfect. Then instead of any friction, you become grateful. You use the opportunity, what life has given you. Because it will be, everything will come up. And if you know that you don't want to go on with the old ways of doing things and living, you don't want to escape, you want to come back, you want to be real, you want to be worthy, then this is the right place. Otherwise, people can be here for years and they're still in hiding. Many times I wonder, what are they doing? So much can happen. But you haven't understood that you have to be total, you have to be open. You are hiding from life, you are hiding from me, you are hiding from yourself. Then conflicts. And if you have conflicts, if you have dilemmas, if you have war inside you, how can you come closer to the truth? So you have to have a readiness and understanding to open up, to be naked, to let go of the old. The last 3 weeks have been really intense. It should be intense all the time till it's not intense anymore. I want it to be intense. If it's intense, know very well that it's supposed to be intense, because you need it. Whatever you have created, it can be really good intense, and it can be stupid intense things that you have created out of your unconscious mind. Whatever it is, it's supposed to be there. That is for sure. And it has to be intense, because you've been so lukewarm. When you're coming closer to me, then it will be more intense, because you have start living, you have start reflecting on yourself, you have to face yourself in many situations, you have to grow, you have to get out of that sleepiness. Then, of course, it will be intense. But it's not really intense, it's just living. Stones turning, issues coming up. And it's quite a different situation for someone used to being alone in her room, in her own world. Yes, there are people also who's just sitting in their own room, thinking they are enlightened. And then as soon as they get out from the room, then they are not so enlightened anymore. So in the Sangha, when you have many people, then you will always be reflected, no? And if you are so lucky to have a master, then you will definitely be reflected. That's why they say the master is the mirror. So if you see something ugly, it means you are ugly. If you see something beautiful, it means you are beautiful. What can the mirror do? And a real mirror will just reflect. It reflects what's in front. Doesn't matter what it is. Because truth is not personal. It doesn't matter who it is. Truth is truth. A mirror is a mirror. So in front of your mirror, you have to face yourself whatever you are. So if you want to face yourself, that is great. Just that thought that I'm ready, it gives you tremendous strength, because you're becoming real, you're standing up to that. And every human being wants to have peace, want to be real, want to be loved. But how can you find that if you haven't even taken that decision? If you are still ruled by your tricky mind, by your desires. There's no way. That's the thing. It's not in what you think. It's about your actions, not what is your actions saying about you. Some people, they are saying all beautiful things and they are in tune and everything, but look at their actions, what they are doing. Look at what you're doing in your life. How can you find peace if your action doesn't go with your heart, with your soul, with your understanding? And it is difficult, man. It is totally normal when people come in closer and into the Sangha, into a bigger family. Everybody is used to being in their own bubble, alone. So they will definitely be challenged, because they don't know. You don't know how it is to be together. Only if you want to grow. Can you be together? For some it's very easy because they are open. It's natural. But for some they are protecting that. It's much safer to be in your own bubble. But how to grow then? By thinking more? No, stop thinking and start living. No? There was a small old worry that we didn't have enough time to prepare for the group. The mind never has enough time. That I didn't have enough overview of the Dharma mountain work. Even a little place like this, who has any overview? Only Anurati has an overview. Total. Huh? Vimal has the overview, no? You have everything. Huh? Proper Vimal, you have everything in order, no? Hmm? You have everything like from above, you see everything. Else. No problem, no? No attachment, and just seeing everything clearly, no? With some help from Minal, no? Then it goes good. I know Lina is also on board now, no problem anymore. The old is gone. It's going good now then. Surati is also on board. Pa, what a team. Come on, pa. Old worry, you know. Yeah, the old, the worry is always old because it belongs to the mind. I'm here to bring you into now. If you are now, where's the worry? There's no worry now. It's only in the mind, it's only in the past, it's only if it goes to the future. So learn to function in the now. Then there's no worry. And if you live in the now, you cannot do stupid things because your consciousness is now. People are not now, so they do all kinds of fuck-ups. If you learn to be here and now, you don't do stupid things then, because you are present. Why do you do all your stupid things and end up in your ridiculous situations? Because you are asleep. The more aware, the less worry. Not aware at all, only worry, which is the normal state of the human beings. So more awareness, then you see whatever work is needed or not. That I didn't do enough. That is also the mind. And that something would go wrong. Yes. And that's why things go wrong, because we are worried that things go wrong. Just become more aware. But I saw also that everything came up and went very easily. Things fell in place and changed again. And I saw that the worry came from my old way of not trusting people around me, being alone with responsibility. Yeah, because that's how the world is. How can you trust people? Because everybody is out on their own, looking. Thinking only about themselves is me, 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 me. That's how society is. So here you learn a different way. It's a human way, no? in society is hardly humans, because everybody is just me, me, me. The more human, then you have compassion for others. You feel the others. If it's only me, 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 that means ego is not your real self. The ego only thinks about themselves. Then they hurt others, and of course they hurt themselves. But because you are not present in the moment, you do stupid things. Then only as time goes, you can reflect on what you have done. Because you, if you have been present, you couldn't do stupid things. So how can you trust people? That's how the society is. You don't trust people because you don't trust yourself. It is a hard work to come back to yourself. And only when you love yourself, when you trust yourself, when you feel relaxed, out of that trust, you can trust others. Ordinary people don't trust. They are always in guard. Because that's how the ego mind is. And that's why they can never feel the love, they can never have any surrender, they can never have any devotion, because they're always on guard. They don't know, they haven't come to that in themselves. So then they are after things instead, objects. Instead of that you cannot see or touch. That belongs to different dimensions of human beings. And something unknown, something beautiful, something fairy-like. Not everybody sees that. That comes from the heart. And that is what is awakening. Then everything changes. My old ways of not trusting people around me, being always alone with responsibility, so I had to hold everything. But now this is not my reality anymore. I can trust. I see how solid people and easy people are around me. And that is so new and very healing. Yes, it's very healing. And that's why you are here, because that is happening to you. That's what the Buddhas are saying. Be very aware, seekers on the path, who you are with, where you live. Who is around you, who you are dealing with, what you are working with. Be aware, because you are still not so strong in yourself. You are starting. So you get very easily influenced by the outside. And lucky are those who find themselves in a situation with other people who wants to wake up, who wants to break the sleep, because then you're going against the sleepiness. If you are strong enough in yourself, then nothing influences you. But on the journey, it's very important to have the support. Otherwise, how can you transform? It's very difficult alone. Or you can just sit home and read holy books, but then you are not tested. The test is to be in the world, if it's real or not. If you found the real gold. If you become unshakable in any situation, nothing can tempt you. Nothing can provoke you. Nothing can get you to sell your heart, your soul. No, because you know in your own being. And you trust that. Then you become unshakable. And that is very, very healing, of course. Because that's what the heart and the soul wants. And on top of that, just before the group started, the news came about this sitting with you. The surprise just blew away all that was worried and insecure. That's what I want to do. Allow me to blow you away. To blow the mind away. Then a different life is there. And that's happened very easily if you are devoted, if you are surrendered, which you are, and you know that this is where you want to be, then it happens very easily. Otherwise, how can it happen if you don't have that? What better preparation could we have than that? Your words about meditation, about coming back, came like a healing breeze. Yes. If you are real, I will help on every different level. It's all about your commitment, your openness. Your honesty. And now this is here, this feeling of being ready for anything. That it doesn't matter what goes on. And how much goes on. If I'm not holding on to it, that nothing else matters when I'm with you. Yes. In India, they talk about selfless service to the Master, to God. Seva. And that's what every sannyasin should learn, because it's a way to lose the ego, the past, which is almost impossible if you don't have an excuse of the master, of the guru. Then you learn how to be selfless in your actions. Feel the other, feeling yourself, being at service for the truth, for the real, for love. So, if you are dedicated to that, which is freedom itself, then how can you do stupid things? It's impossible. Otherwise, you have to be dedicated to your ego self. Then again, it will go on forever. If you have taken that choice, I want the real, then the whole will help you. Like they sang in the song just I played when before I start talking. I am the prisoner, you are the release. That is what the guru is. He can release you to freedom. I am the prisoner, you are the release. Don't be foolish to resist the one who can set you free. And that's how it should be here in Dharma Mountain, that is something bigger. You should go beyond your little ideas and work for something bigger. Then, doesn't matter what is happening, you are in the service of that. Then everything will be easy, because it's not your personal thing, it's for the whole. That is the way to grow. To go beyond your little self, your ideas, your conditioning. Drop all ideas and be open for something that is bigger, that can work through you. That is service, that is seva. And that seva that comes by itself, if you are touched by something you love, that creates that love. Because then out of gratitude, you are grateful, you want to serve. That is the way. That's the way. Otherwise, how can you give back? If that is not touched, then that feeling it will not appear. One has to be touched. of something that is beyond the mind. Everything under control? Vimal? Is it? Could it be better? Go there then. How is that? They have this saying, as good as it gets. Go there, as good as it gets. Then be quiet. First go, as good as it gets. Then be quiet. Then you have a smile on your face instead of a hang dog. Look, even now, she's so just smiling and happy, blissful. What happened? Totally transformed, no? What happened? Only Devadasya trying to keep it together. No, that's it. Let go now. Ah, that's good. It's gone. Just let go. Okay? Yeah, that's it. That's it. Beloved Babaji, I just only want to thank you thousand times for the thousands of steps you take towards me. Finding your door open and crossing the threshold, it is like passing from darkness to the brightest sun. time and space disappear when I'm with you. And I would be sitting here forever and ever. I don't know what I have done in this or other lives to be so lucky and to deserve so much bliss. If I'm worthy enough to receive your immense love and grace that I feel running into me like an endless waterfall. Can this heart contain all the love, the softness, the tenderness, the care and gratitude that I feel for your being? Yes, it can. And it's longing for it. Because then it grows. And the heart has unlimited potential of growing. What can I give you back, beloved? I will never, 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 it will never, never be enough. No more words to express this, only I love you, Sarati. To be worthy, Sarati, and not to be worthy, this is very strange, because in a way, one has to be worthy. It can only happen when you are worthy. When this, you have this longing of your heart and soul that you can receive, that there's nothing in the way. That itself is the worthiness. So in one way, everybody is worthy. If they are in their natural state of being just a natural human being that feels, that are in tune, that is longing for God, for silence, for consciousness, then you are attracted to that, no? Then it's another worthiness that ordinary people think about. People think, I'm worthy enough. I deserve this. Then you are definitely not worthy. Because grace, it comes by surprise. You cannot ask for it because it's beyond the little self. It belongs to existence. But don't bring the mind into it. Whatever is happening, is happening. Just the gratitude, a melting, a surrendering, that is the thing. So, one cannot receive love, grace, the blessings without worthiness. But that worthiness maybe is from the past. Maybe it's just innocence that one is open. Maybe it's the miracle of love. Maybe it's grace that we don't know. But it, for me, it should be natural. If you get out of the way, then existence itself is showering on you. But you have to go beyond the little self. And that has happened. That's what you are longing for. That's why you are here. And like I told you, if you take just a few steps towards God, He will come many towards yours, but show it that you want to, that you are ready, that you are longing for it. It happens by itself. God has immense patience. If you are hiding, or if you are busy doing all your tricky things, what can He do then? He just waits now. That if you are open, He's always ready. And this is the sign that you have felt. What can I give back? Just take care of it. So in one way, one has to be worthy, but this worthiness comes from our own purity, balance, grace, love, innocence, devotion to this. You cannot create it. It is something that happens in the stage in the human evolution. It's a purity of heart and the mind. How can these things be received if there is no purity there? You play, people play with all kinds of things. They are attached to all kinds of things. Even if they get sea diamonds in front of them, they don't know. They rather play with colored stones. And I know this feeling. Can this heart contain all this love, this softness, this tenderness, care and gratitude? Yes, that's how you grow. You have to remember that ordinary people live just like animals, a slave of the animal instincts, even though we are in human form. You are a slave to your instincts, to your desires, to your lust. Then you have the human. So first, when you become human, you have purified, you have made yourself worthy. Then the gifts from the beyond, which is also there. How can that given when you are living in the animal state? It's not possible. First you have to be human, purified, open, grateful, loving, sharing, conscious. Then gifts from the beyond can come true. You can get touched by something of the beyond, of the divine. So we have all, we have the animal side, we have the human side, and we have the divine side. So rise. And the more you rise, the more you are free, the more worthy you are, and the more worthy you show yourself that you are. Nothing can touch you because you are playing with the gods, playing with your fantasies. Hmm? This is the compassion of the whole, of God. Anybody who is longing for that, he take compassion on you. So be aware of what you are longing for, what you want. So you can rise instead of fall. When you show yourself taking that choice and you are longing for that and you stand up for that, then it has to be happen. Only lover understand love. It's a longing, it's a different longing of the heart. Not of the ego. It's a different longing of the soul that everybody has that is buried under all kinds of other desires and longings. Uncover the real. So instead of getting pulled down, you can rise. When it first happened, you are always devoted to that because nothing is more beautiful. Then you become a servant of God, of love, of peace.